Glenn.
All those people.
Oh, I thought I got this radio fixed. Ah, brilliant.
Hello, darling. How are you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
Brilliant.
Whereabouts are you?
Well, I've just passed through a lovely little village called Hutonley Hole. I'm on the Moors Road now to Middlesbrough.
Why have you gone that way? Didn't you usually go the motorway?
Yeah, I just fancied a change. What are you doing?
Not much. Just watching the news and I'm off to bed.
I should really find somewhere to stop quite soon. Look, I'll give you a ring tomorrow when I get to Middlesbrough.
All right, then.
Okay, night, sweetheart. Love you.
Love you too. Night.
Lights up ahead. Must be near civilization. Oh, marvellous. A pub. Must be quiz night. Oh, for crying out loud.
Good evening.
Evening.
What can I get you?
A pint of Marsden's, please.
I'll be £1.92, please.
Thanks.
Have you been travelling far?
From Liverpool. On my way to Middlesbrough.
No.
I don't suppose you know how far the nearest B&B is. I'm getting tired of driving.
Well, that's a hard one. It's over an hour.
Oh, dear.
Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but we are an inn, and generally inns have rooms.
Oh, yeah, sorry. The Lion Inn. Well, if you've a spare room, that would be brilliant.
Okay, I'll just go and check our book. Yep, you're in luck. Someone hasn't checked in, so there's a room free.
Oh, brilliant. Another question. Are you still serving food?
Bar snacks, yeah. Here's a menu.
Thanks. Can I get a BLT with chips?
With pleasure, sir.
Marvellous. How much do I owe you?
BLT is £3.25 and the room is £30, so that'll be £33.25, please.
Do you take switch?
Only just. They've only just put the electric up here.
Yeah, it is a bit out of the way, isn't it?
Yep, we're famous for it. We're the highest pub above sea level and the only pub in the middle of nowhere.
So, do you live here?
I do, yes.
And the staff?
They live in the village, Hutonley Hole.
That's 45 minutes away.
I know. In fact, all the staff are from Hutton. It's the nearest place to here.
So, if you don't mind me asking, does anyone live here with you?
Aye. Molly.
Oh, your wife?
No, my dog. She may as well be my wife. She looks after me. She's over there by the fire being poked by that kid.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Bill. Bill Wells. And you are?
George Cannard. Nice to meet you.
And you. This is Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, I'm George.
Bill, is it okay for me to leave a bit early? My dad says there's bad weather on the way, and he don't want me to get stuck again. I've got to cook dinner tomorrow.
Yeah, fine. As long as the back's clean. Is the BLT ready?
I'll go and look.
Is there going to be bad weather? I'm on the way to Middlesbrough tomorrow morning.
Should be fine. She's a drama queen. No, we had snow last night but one. But it didn't settle anyway. If there is snow, we get the road ploughed in the morning.
Here we go. Right, I'm off. Night. See you tomorrow.
Night. Thanks, Sarah.
Night.
Night, Jim. I'm on tomorrow night. See you then. Night, everyone.
I'll go and get my stuff.
All right, then. Last orders at the bar, please. Right. I'll show you where your room is. Follow me. Breakfast is about 7:30 a.m. Is that okay for you?
Absolutely fine. Thanks again.
Just here.
Thanks.
No problem. Night.
Hello? What? Hello? What?
Morning, George. Good night's sleep.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you're never gonna believe it.
What?
Let me show you.
What time is it? Why is it so dark?
Sorry, mate, that's snow. We've been snowed right in. Telephone lines are down. But I rang the plough on my mobile and they don't know how long they're gonna take.
Great. Oh, well. I'll have to ring the office and tell them I'm stuck. Brilliant. So it's right up to the door?
Sort of. Hasn't really come into the porch, so we can get out. Anyway, I'm cooking your breakfast. The staff can't get up here, so what would you like?
Something warm and hearty, please.
Coming right up. Help yourself to coffee, it's on the bar.
Cheers. So, how old is this place?
Very old. We think it was a Roman traveller's rest. Part of the road across the moors is Roman. Mind you, the moors are riddled with Roman roads. Just have to find them. Well, after that, the monks that dwelt down in the valley near Farndale made mead and brought it up here to sell to the travellers. Well, since then, it's been an inn and a traveller's rest, so it's always been lived in and used.
That's amazing. My brother would love it here. He's head archaeologist for Leicestershire.
Really? Oh, you'll have to bring him up here sometime. Here we go. I hope you like fry-ups.
Love them. Cheers. So, I won't be able to make it today. I'm ever so sorry. It's okay to schedule it for tomorrow. Yeah, that's brilliant. Thanks. See you then. Bye. Hello, Mrs. Cannard. How are you?
Mate, are you there yet?
Not even remotely. I'm snowed in on the moors, would you believe it?
Oh, dear. How long do you expect to be there?
Not quite sure at the moment. Not too long, I hope. Mind you, the place I'm staying's lovely. A bit eerie, though.
You big wuss. Look, I'm going to have to rush. I'll speak to you later. Love you.
Okay, love you too. Bye.
Ooh, it's a bit cold out there.
Is there anything I can do, Bill? I'm not particularly busy.
Well, you could go get me some wood. Fires will run out in an hour or so. We've got a wood store around the back. I'll just go get you a shovel.
I don't suppose you have a spare coat as well. I've only brought my suit jacket.
No problem. I will be a minute.
Suppose I could try and dig my car out for when the ploughs come along. Right. That's the car. What next? Yes, wood. 4 and 5. Just one more. Ah, that'll do it for now. What's that? What is it? Looks like a tooth. What's this? Ah! Oh my! Ah! Ah! Bill! Bill! Bill!